Airport voiceovers. I am not a fan. I'm not saying I could do it better. All right, yes, I am. Having traveled over 60 hours in airports around the world over the past 3 weeks, the preferred voiceover just happens to be a female voice, typically with a British accent. That's fine. But look, I'm a married man. Ask any wife. The female voice is inaudible to us. It's a condition. You could be telling me my flight's been moved 4 gates away. I'm the guy who's still sitting at the original gate boarding a flight for Albuquerque instead of Amsterdam. You really want to get my attention with an airport voiceover? Start the announce off with, I don't know, the Sports Center theme or something. Da-da-da, da-da-da. Or Monday Night Football. Da-da-da-da. Boom, you've got my attention. Better still, how about the sound of a Harley? Now you have my undivided attention. And could we modify these messages a little? Instead of,
now boarding zones 3 and 4 for Miami.
Or,
now boarding rows 35 and higher for London.
Why don't we start with,
alright, seriously? We're boarding passengers with kids and elderly passengers that need a little more time, but look at you! Not only is your carry-on entirely too big, you're actually blocking the gate, strategically positioning yourself to be one of the first on the flight. Really? Do you think we're going to take off without you? Listen, Eager Eddie, sit down. We'll call your row. And when you get on, let's put our coat under the seat in front of us so we don't have to move all your crap around in the overhead to accommodate the ladies' bag sitting next to you. Relax, pal. We're going to get you there. Oh, and thanks for flying. Now boarding zone 2.